With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says the U.S. and Ukraine have worked out a deal to access Kyiv's rare minerals.
President Zelensky is going to be coming on Friday. That's now confirmed, and we're going to be signing an agreement, which will be a very big agreement. And I want to thank Howard and Scott for the job you guys did in putting it together. Really did an amazing job. And that'll be on rare earth and other things.
The president has long argued that the U.S. has spent too much taxpayer money to support Ukraine. He also says Ukraine could forget about joining NATO. Supreme Court is pausing a court order that required the Trump administration to release questionable USAID funds by midnight. The Justice Department filed an emergency application to the Supreme Court Wednesday, saying they didn't have enough time to unfreeze the $2 billion. A DOGE audit discovered widespread misuse of funds within USAID, leading to the freeze of the money. The Supreme Court is now asking for the parties in the case to file their responses by Friday afternoon. A Biden-appointed leftist judge made the original ruling. Also at SRNnews.com, Syria's new Islamist rulers host a conference as part of the country's political transition.
Syria's National Dialogue Conference has reached a series of recommendations aimed at safeguarding Syria's sovereignty, advancing political and economic development, and addressing the challenges facing the country. The organizers say some 600 people from across the country were invited to the conference, hosted by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, which led to the offensive that ousted Bashar Assad in December. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Something new in Qatar.
A church, a big church. The World Evangelical Alliance and the Evangelical Churches Alliance of Qatar have broken ground on a $50 million building that will house 10,000 people on Sunday mornings. It's a big breakthrough for the country's small Christian minority, which labors under a lot of restrictions in the mostly Muslim petrostate. The new church will be outside of Doha on a plot of land leased from the government of Qatar specifically for that purpose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican Attorney General of Texas wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further and require gender testing for athletes who compete in women's sports. Ken Paxton wants an injunction to keep the NCAA from falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female-specific competitions. Earlier this month, the NCAA aligned its participation policy with President Trump's new executive order. This is SRN News. During a cabinet meeting, President Trump said he wants federal agencies and departments to find ways of cutting personnel.
I asked them to do their own DOGE. In other words, they'll look in their group and I spoke with Lee Zeldin, and he thinks he's going to be cutting 65% or so of the people from environmental.
At the same cabinet meeting, Trump advisor Elon Musk says the government must cut costs.
It's not an optional thing. It is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here. And taking a lot of flack, and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like stuck them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt. That's why it has to be done.
California Governor Gavin Newsom ordering an investigation to see if the Menendez brothers pose a risk to the public if they're released. He told their attorneys he's telling a parole board to launch a comprehensive risk assessment. More details at SRNnews.com.